I felt then on the night it was that, you know, if the supporters were sitting out in the rain, at least I should stand in silent in the rain. It was you know, because they're going home wet, but they're happy, and we could have a shower afterwards, so I'm happy about that. Yeah, phenomenal. I said all week that Hacking were better than they were last week. And right from the start, to put us under pressure, you could see the pace and the movement of them. But we spoke all week about keeping our shape, keeping our concentration, and we probably made two mistakes ourselves in the first half to give them two opportunities, and ultimately made two great saves. But other than that, you know, we got a great goal, Kevin, and we got in half time. Just said keep our shape. We felt that they had enough to break us down, even though they had lots of the ball. And overall, I suppose, first time for the club in two European matches. We played four games, we won two, we've drawn two. You know, it's phenomenal, and all the players deserve massive, massive credit. And I said all along this year, the spirit and a drive in this team. And we asked all week for the supporters to come out, and the noise levels was fantastic. I'd like to thank them because, you know, they're all gone wet, home wet, but happy, and that's, we roll on to next week.
The time of the goal as well was vital, wasn't it? It kind of punctured their good start.
Well, they were really all over us, and we were hanging on, and we were finding it difficult to get a grip of the game. And, you know, at some patch of the match when we got the ball and we were able to keep it for spells, but we had pressed the self-destruct on two occasions and nearly let them in. But the goal was good because it gave us a bit of confidence and knocked them for a while, and we came into the match, and obviously half time, you know, just said the lads settle down. There was obviously nerves because all week around the city there's a buzz out there and people are meeting the lads and are telling them this, that, and they get a little bit nervous, of course. But most importantly, they kept their concentration, they worked as hard as they could. And I said, probably play a team like Hacking out of 10 times, they possibly would beat you 7 times, possibly 8. But over 2 games, cup finals, we came through, and that's special.
And Greg was vital to start, and what his contribution?
Well, Greg is injured, but that's who he is, and he wants to play in the match, and he hasn't trained since the game last week. He's been treatment all week, treatment again this morning, treatment before the match, and he's literally playing on, you know, half an ankle, but it just shows the type of man he is, and you can't beat that, and that rubs off on the team, that rubs off on the courage, the spirit, determination. And you know, you could see out there 50 minutes ago some of the lads were under pressure and their legs were hanging on, but the crowd were magnificent, but they dug in, and you can't buy that. That's natural, that's, you know, that's what you train a team for. And I've said since the start of the year that I felt this team could be special, and they're showing that.
That kind of spirit and character were shown in that. You mentioned a couple of lapses in concentration where Gary got caught and Greg got caught, but you know, didn't let it affect them. They just knuckled down and kept at it. Like in the second half, like there was only long range efforts apart from the corner and the free at the end. Like the defending from the front was excellent. Like, wasn't it?
Well, I suppose it was really. And you know, Maguire walked his socks off, and you know, even the two wide lads, that's Dooley and Beats, didn't get the amount of ball they got last week, and a bit more pressure. But still, you're right. You know, Garrod, Bucks, it was probably sloppy passing the chances. But to be fair to them, you know, they're in every day. All the boys are brilliant guys. You know, we pushed them. I keep saying they're extremely fit. They've young, they've youth, and I told them before the match, make it a special night for yourselves. You'll remember it. You know, it's an opportunity. This crowd may be better. They may have more money. But there's an opportunity tonight for you to make heroes of yourselves, and it was a special night. And I just felt when we got to half time, I just thought, I said, you know, this could be our night, because I felt that we'd settled down, and I just felt that they may not open us up the way we were defending. And, you know, it's a truly fantastic win. And I'd like to say as well for Dundalk, it's good, you know, the Dundalk won last night, you know, because early on people were saying, you know, Iceland don't have great teams and they scrape through. But to be fair to them, it's good for ourselves and them to go through, because it shows that, you know, this league top two teams are very good teams. And you know, so it's good for both teams to get through. And I suppose the only problem for all of us is that we probably want to suspend the league, which is impossible.
The goal, John, training ground routine?
Yeah, we do a lot of work on that, and we're trying to do a lot of variations, and we've done a lot of it, you know, this year and different stuff. But sometimes I keep saying to the lads on the pitch, you have to decide what you're going to do. You know, it's grand to practice moves and training ground free kicks and corners and that, but you know, sometimes we watch some of them and you're saying, God, what was going on there? But you know, at the same time, that's one we've done quite a few times, and but it probably we've done it from the other side with a right foot hitting, but Kevin did it sweetly, and it was nice to see it going into the corner.
John, is this the best one of your city managerial career?
It's certainly the most expensive win, Rory. Not for me, may I add. But like, I think, you know, what we have to look at it in the club and is that I surround myself and the management with positive people. People who want to work hard and do things right. 5-6 years ago, we were following the team in Merrillview, Salt Hill, Devon, for the 200 people in that loan. You know, the team won 8 games this year and created a joint club record, 8 wins in a row. The goals against is phenomenal. And we win 2 European matches, 2 European rounds. That hasn't been done in the club's history. So we as the management can only work as hard as we can, push the lads. Obviously, do we need no more players? Would we like more players? Of course you would. But this is the budgets we work within. But at the same time, every fellow that we have in the club at the moment has given his heart for the club and his passion for the club. And it's a special night. There's no doubt about that, but unfortunately I have to go to a wedding tomorrow. So I'm Montenegro and the Belgian crowd are going to extra time, so I'll have to wait to see who we're playing on that. So
looks like it's going to penalties.
So you know, we have already worked on actually on Ghent, you know. So just saying to Lisa, she needs to walk through the night and get the stuff up for Montenegro if they go through. So but you know, we prepare and we'll be back in Sunday and Monday and we get things ready for next weekend. Obviously, the standard gets higher, but we'll go, we'll fight for our lives and give a good account of ourselves.
And John, you mentioned the crowd as well, but the atmosphere they generated tonight was incredible and it made it one of the great European nights.
Absolutely, and that's what you wanted, Rory. I think we've always said that, you know, and we pleaded all week, and I'd like to thank you, all the local media, because you put massive work into bringing the crowd out, and that's what we need. And the noise level was phenomenal. There was a period in the second half there. We were under the cosh a bit. We were fine trying to get our win and the chance was coming through and you could sense it. And I said to the lads, embrace the crowd, get your energy from that. And they did. And, you know, while everyone is wet, they've gone home happy and, you know, they can all have a shower when they go home. But, look, I'd just like to thank them because it was a fantastic night for the club and it was special. And for the players themselves, you know, they need to realise and understand that this night will remain, and even the lads in the dressing room after, Bulger, you know, a fantastic man he is, blown away by the noise and the atmosphere and in the ground. So, you know, it's just great all over.
Your defence has been incredible, John. I mean, they're really in Europe and the defence has been.
It has, solid. You know, has been solid and good, and you know, Nulty has done his bit. But to be fair, I think tonight, Trevor, it was from the front, you know, because even the lads in the middle of the park, their movement, their switching was good because Abakari was dropping in, then Shuler was dropping in, they were swapping and they were trying to pull us apart and open us, and the lads were very disciplined to track the runs, and you have to do that because you switch off, they play a true ball and you're out of the game. But and even Paulinho has been a really good player for them, but Michael had great in him and he switched the other way and Kevin had great in him, so he was their top man. So overall it was just a really strong, disciplined, you know, concentrated performance, and the heart and the spirit of the lads and passion came true in the
games. Like that bring players on, do you think, John?
Well, of course it does. You know, of course it does. You see in the dressing room, and I told the lads, all the new lads have come in this year, and you can't buy spirit and passion. It has to come within. And you know, when your players like Bulger, Brown, Bennett, you know, their aura, their presence around, shows that to the younger fellas, and they bleed off that, and that's something that I've said since the start of the season. I can see it's growing and growing, and that's why I think the second half of the season we'll be strong.
Michael McSweeney, he was really stepped up to the plate, hasn't he, with Owen O'Connell going back, Johnny and D being out, and John Kavanagh not back yet. I thought he was outstanding tonight.
Yeah, they all were, but Michael's done great, and you know, he had to because he's marking their top man. But yeah, he was brilliant. But look, they all were great, and you know, even I said to the lads on the bench, you know, some fellas didn't get didn't get a run. Some fellas only get a couple of minutes. But you look at them in the dressing room after the game, they're hugging all the boys because they knew how important it is. And that's what you need, team spirit. And, you know, they're, one fella gets injured, they come in, and that's just the way it is at the moment. And but overall, it was, you know, a historic night and a truly fantastic night for the club. And I suppose at the moment, I feel the club is going to a good place, and we have to drive it that way. And hopefully, we can stay up. We can stay up there for a good while yet.
And John, can the next round be held here? The second leg, like, at what stage do you have to consider moving to a bigger stadium for the home leg?
Yeah, Dundalk have to go to Tella.
Well, yeah, but I think there's issues with Dundalk, with their dress rooms and their, and their pitch and stuff. I think that's different. At least, you know, we have grass pitch here and we have dress rooms. And I think we're okay for the game, are we, Anna?
99% sure.
Yeah, I think it's the following round. Is the following
round.
Yeah. So let's hope it isn't.
Well,